Father in heaven, thank you so much for us being able to be here today, Lord. And God will lift up Chaplain Eve for his recovery from his shoulder surgery, Lord. And God, I just want to ask for wisdom for all the decision making that's happening here today, Lord. And also, I pray for unity, even amongst any disagreements. And Father, I pray that we will do what's in the best interest of the citizens of the county. Thank you for us being able to serve. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
The judge is out today, so here's what you have. So we'll move forward. We'll go to agenda item number one, opening the court session for comments from courts on items which may or may not need to be placed on the court's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. Comments?
Christmas lights in front of the courthouse look great. Thank you all.
Thank you. We had the Christmas parade this week, and so everybody, I think, is trying to get in the Christmas spirit. Sheriff, thank you for leading the parade out. I appreciate that. It's always a good thing, and all the kids, you can see all the kids on the street, and it's a great thing for the community.
It was a fantastic turnout. There were a lot of people there that were very excited, so
I'd like to thank all the sponsors and volunteers that we had for the 49th annual Greenville Senior Citizens Christmas Dinner Saturday night, which we're going to make the parade. Sorry about that. We fed over 150 people and had to thank all the folks that came out. It's a great event.
Well, again, Christmas parade was great, and a lot of folks in the community participate. The Stark Foundation has all their properties really decorated up nice, and so we appreciate all the effort that went into different entities that contributed. And I know Ridge City had their parade as well, so Commissioner, I'll turn it over to you.
Ridge City had their parade also. It's a very long, very great parade. It was very crowded all the way down the street this time. Like anybody, you could have got your own chairs if you wanted.
From the general fund, $19,457.02. Adult probation, $20,797.92. Airport, $30.42. For a total payment, $40,285.36.
Got a motion by two, second by three. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Acknowledged for recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor for December 2nd, 2025.
From the general fund, $7,143.08. Airport, $150.42. For total payment, $7,293.50.
Got a motion for two. Three and four. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Discussion possible action regarding payment of December 9, 2025 bills approved by the county auditor as per tested listings and also specifically as follows. And as the judge does, I'm not going to read all those. My voice is a little strained today anyway. But you can read those, and any questions about any of those we can address. If no questions, I'll turn it over to you. Go ahead.
From the general fund? Oh, yes.
Go on G on the T construction. That's not the final payment, is it?
I think those are two, yes.
All in two final payments?
I believe they are, yeah. I can check on the page.
Did we withhold any retainage on
it's
that?
It's not the retainage, it's the last
okay.
two.
I know there's a couple of things they had yet to tidy up, like the flat gate on North Bilbo. We're walking back out of the building to get that yet. I know we've worked, the SPI is working on that.
From the general fund, $2,099,060.03. Road and bridge, $252,700.13. Mosquito control, $5,704.22. Adult probation, $1,606.40. Airport, $498.62. Consolidated accounts, $259,819.75. For total payment of $2,619,389.15.
Got a motion by three, second by two. All in favor? Any opposed? Moving to agenda item number five, acknowledge for reporting in the minutes regarding certification of November 2025 collection report for the tax office required under PTC 31.10. Ms. Octavia.
Hi, good morning. Okay, so this is our collections for the month of November. Total collections were $9,775,810.57. From that total portion, the county's portion was $2,105,404.80. Bringing our year-to-date collections for the 2025 tax year at 3.74%. My current collection isn't as where I would like it to be, but our delinquent is really good right now. We've collected some good delinquent taxes right now. We're doing good on that.
It's good
to
get those delinquents.
Yes, we got to get that. Got some extra.
Got a motion by two, a second by three. All in favor? Any opposed? Acknowledged for recording the minutes, accept the certification of the 2025 delinquent tax roll. Ms. Octavia,
okay, so this is our certification of the 2025 delinquent tax roll, like you said. So our beginning balance of delinquent taxes are for the county $5,198,045.47. For farm to market, our delinquent balance is, starting balance is $26,939.98.
Motion by two, a second by three. All in favor? Sure. On the signage of these, did you change this here? I'm gonna let everybody sign it. We'll deal with the other part later.
You sign it, and I'll just put it in there.
Agenda item number seven, acknowledge for recording in the minutes regarding the acceptance of the certification of the 2025 current tax roll property taxes.
Okay. So this is our 2025 tax year beginning balance levy. For the county, it's $43,814,501.30. For farm to market, it's $187,636.89.
A motion by two. Second by four. All in favor? Then we'll move to agenda item number eight, acknowledgement for recording in the minutes of the renewal of agreement between Orange County Tax Office and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department for participation as a county boat agent under the boat registration and tiling program extending through December 31st of 2030.
That's what happens when I miss one. I got four items today. So this is just acknowledging. Y'all don't have to sign anything. It's actually between my office and Parks and Wildlife. But it's just acknowledging that I have renewed the agreement with Parks and Wildlife so that my Orange office can renew registration on watercraft. So,
okay.
And that contract is 5 years, so we're good until 2030.
That's just the Orange office?
Only Orange, yeah. You know, with the Vider so close to Beaumont, at least this one will help for those customers that, you know, move over here to the city on this side of the county.
Get a motion with three. Two. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Goodman.
Thanks.
Okay, we'll move to agenda item number nine, acknowledgement for recording in the minutes of the acceptance of the biennial report for the Orange County Sexual Assault Response Team, SARP, in accordance with Local Government Code 351.256. The report includes a list of team members, the written protocol developed under Section 351.256, and the biennial summary detail from Sheriff Smith.
If y'all have a chance to look at the report, if you have any questions, pretty self-explanatory. Okay. So I want to recognize to the court investigator Bianca Coward, who has been elected or nominated as the president of the SART team. She's done a fantastic job with our sexual assault investigations throughout the county for a couple of years. I'm proud to have her as an investigator, and I'm even more proud to have her as the president of this SART team throughout Orange County. So she did a fantastic job on this report, so we're very pleased with her work. Thank you, Bianca.
Well, thank you.
It's okay, smile, you're
I got a motion by four and a second by three to accept into the record. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. Move to agenda item number 10, discussion of possible action regarding approval of a joint primary resolution for the March 3rd, 2026 primary election. Ms. Donna Alford.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good.
So I've come to the court for a joint resolution for the primary election. Both parties have agreed to a joint primary for the March 3rd, 2026 primary. And so then I'm just required to take the joint resolution to the court and get a vote of accepting having a joint primary in the county.
I move we accept the joint resolution.
Got a motion by three, a second by four to approve the resolution. All in favor?
And then you guys have the form. All right, perfect. Thank you.
Donna, before we get done with that, I want to thank you for all your efforts to do that. I know you've had a lot of your conversations about this election and all. Appreciate your time.
Action to receive and act upon projects as presented by the Maintenance Department, Mr. Kurt Gidger.
Judge Pro Tem, Commissioners, how y'all doing? We finally finished our project that we're working on the Sheriff's Department, the Batcave. Well, that was all completed so they can move into that building.
Good, now we start on JP too.
I don't know if it's just me, but it seems like since I've been in office, we've been working on this Batcave.
Hey, wait a minute. Now, you got other projects laying at the Sheriff's Office that are, and he
will get to those eventually, Sheriff. He surely will.
No, we appreciate the.
I need to bring me a towel when I come in here at the third.
You do say that. But that's another building that we're going to utilize and use it a lot. So thank you, Sheriff. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. The other projects that we got, we're working on the all four pod buildings. So we're trying to finish up the storages for election. Then also we need to work on moving forward on the kitchen, which y'all need to let me know some guidance of which way you want to go. And I need to know something about the 36-inch door on the pad for
another entrance.
Yeah. Because I'll have to put some car stops to prevent vehicles from hitting the side of the building because there's nothing there.
Could you put the car stops at the end of the slab that's there now, having parked straight parallel with the building instead of turning into the wall?
Yes, we could. Because it doesn't. The guidelines doesn't stipulate anything on that as far as ADA.
I'd rather have them parking that way than I had having them parking in towards the building.
Okay. That does make better sense.
But it also help keep 18 wheelers if we have to use one of those kind of situations from backing off that slab.
Yeah. I talked with Donna and we had looked at some of the electrical that they have on the wall or the door made from the and it's not gonna be no interference as far as the electrical outlets and all that. If we do this, then we set up the buildings for that entry for everybody to go in for her crowd controls. That's the biggest thing on that part. I just got to figure out which way y'all want to go on all of it. That way I can order the door frames and doors.
So that we can all discuss that.
Is this a goal that y'all were looking for before March primaries or?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Three words.
I think you mean his pod.
Let's get this clear. My pod will not be used for this site. So it doesn't matter if my pod, we can work on these pods first because they will be used on election site. That was
Will we be using four?
I think four. 2 years and four, right?
I will be using all four.
You will be using all four for the primary?
For early voting?
Not for early voting, but whether four and three. Two and three for early voting and all of the odds for election day.
So early voting and by the precinct four is going to be at Rainy Blue.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a great location.
Okay, that's fine. I didn't realize we were going to use all of them this election. I thought it was just going to be 2 and 4. That's fine.
So election day, instead of using the admin building for the high school, we're using 5-1.
So give me some guides. Y'all can discuss it. Let me know. Give me a call. That way I can see which way I need to go with it to move forward and get it done. Because it starts in February, right?
Yes, February 7th.
We talked out there at mine. We talked about pouring an electric piece of concrete for that one parking spot and using existing doors instead of cutting a new door. and I don't know if that works at all the other pods or not.
It probably would. It's just I think the judge had made mention about he didn't want to pour any cement when we had cement already there, but that does change the layout.
It would be pretty tight because that building is situated more towards the property line than what one
and it,
is.
It will affect some on Robert's building too, because the way the gravel is plus where the sprinkler system is on the aerator system. So having that right there at that front door and somebody backs up, it may... It's not to say that we won't can add further out. It's just that we just got to watch where that sprinkler system is.
My thought was I'd rather spend money on concrete and be able to use it for something else versus putting in a new door that's only used for that room. But we can, whatever works for everybody, I guess we probably do need to put that as a separate agenda item next time and come up with some options so that everybody can agree on what their options. And maybe it doesn't have to be the same at all.
Yeah.
Or maybe it can be different because each one of them is a little different. So we can look at that.
Well, do y'all know if it's the intent to go ahead and cut the opening where the restrooms are and seal off that wall from
yes,
the
I
kitchen
think,
area on
I think
all,
we've all, agreed
on all
that.
Four?
I think we've all agreed on that.
Yeah, the okay. election workers requested that. But
okay.
People going through to go to the restrooms have to go through the kitchen where they may be in there.
Got it. Well, I'll while we're working at your building, we'll go ahead and start with that one.
Okay.
Then we'll move on to the other
ones. A lot easier access also.
Yes, sir. So the 10th is supposed to be the date for energy to go to the airport.
They're here?
Okay.
I saw them when I was coming and put the poles in the air.
Good.
They're working on it.
Well, we notified McKinnis to let them know that the electricity was supposed to be turned on the 10th. That way they can notify their people to finish up on the air conditioning stuff. And then that will close that out. The other projects that we had all the cement poured at 1442. And the biggest one was for the lean-to that we're going to, we already have the building. We just have to erect the building.
Pictures were really nice because you narrowed down from 100 to 50 maybe.
but the, you know, feel like Allison's restaurant.
Information boss.
I did with some glossies with some arrows and explanations of what was going on there. There was a lot of pictures there. I will say we got every possible perspective that you could have looking at that concrete.
Yeah.
And I appreciate
different
it.
Angles, you know, that way you get a better perspective on what you're what we're gonna build.
I don't know. Thorough this, I appreciate that.
Very thorough.
I don't know how they run out of battery.
I have spares.
Obviously.
Yeah. Did it go into auto land at 10% battery?
Man, I tell you it's this GPS works really well. But with those projects right there, that's going to keep us busy for quite a while.
What about the signage for the pod buildings?
The signage have already been ordered.
Okay.
So
one complaint that I
all
heard
four of them.
A few times about the one in precinct two was they couldn't see it or didn't know where it was at. They were trying to go. People were still trying to go to the community center. Elections have to put a sign in the driveway, basically said vote. You could see it if you looked to the right, but they just I guess I had it pulling in the community center.
Yeah, we ordered four by eight signs to put on the building.
And they'll be up before
Urban. Oh, yeah. They should be done by within the next week.
Well, not the digital signs.
Yeah, we talked to Energy about the electrical.
The digital signs, well, I had to get accounts for all four locations. We're getting a company, a licensed electrician, go and do the conduit because of city limits. And I've already got that all scheduled. We're supposed to meet up with them Wednesday to look at all the projects. And then Todd from the LED signage company is supposed to be here January 6th.
We've had a discussion with Energy about the locations that we decided how we're going to serve them is going to work.
I sent them all the information that they needed. And Sarah never reached out to me about going and look at all the locations. Said you needed an account number first before we could do anything. That way they could actually have an account, be able to build a project, one of them kind of thing. So.
And they need an account number to tie the job too, so I understand that.
So I did send her all that information already.
Okay. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Hope it's a little quicker than
Well, it's hopefully it'll be a little easier. The only one I think that might be a little bit of trouble is the one in Vider, as far as the way the curvature of the ground from the fence to the pole, because there's, I don't know, there's a little bit of washout, you know, for as far as where the ditch is. Well, yeah, there is a hole there. That's true. Nobody knows about it, but it's there.
It's there.
But anyway, that should it shouldn't be too bad. That's all I got. That'll keep us busy until 2027.
Did you get a chance to talk to the judge
yet? I have not talked to the judge yet.
Just keep that on your radar.
Did you catch all that, boss?
Hey, did you tell him about that raincoat that you got in the other day? Because I was working in the rain. He took care of me. Took it upon himself to get that raincoat.
Appreciate that. You might want to put more surveillance on him. If he's trying to be on your good side, that's good.
It was a 55-gallon plastic bag with the... But I appreciate it.
It was a thought that counted.
Yeah, well, I didn't want his shoulders to get
wet. But where were you getting wet at, Sheriff?
Where was I getting wet at?
At
your desk.
I was going to ask if you put reflective tape on that said garbage bag. But
it was a silver trash bag.
He put
the bow for decoration. It was all in fun.
Back to the point here. I do appreciate the camera out there at Bluebird. It gives us the opportunity to keep an eye on what's going on out there, and hopefully...
it's working really well.
Where's the rest of the parks?
Yeah.
Well, we want to test run this one and see how well it works. I think it's going to work pretty good. I told the commissioner that I ordered some extra micro SD cards for the cameras because I felt as though that there was going to be something we're going to be putting at different locations.
It's got it tracks, and it's a pretty good camera, pretty nice.
And the sheriff's department can monitor it, too. I gave the chief the password and all that stuff for it, and he can monitor it. So.
Good. Just when people go out there and paint vulgar things in the bathroom, maybe we can find out.
Absolutely.
Go out there and burn the dock down at Blueberries, maybe we can find out.
Government is watching.
We need to be watching it, too. We need to have some activities.
Cool.
Probably need to add an entertainment camera to watch and tell them what they do out there.
I think they got that CCTV.
And sell it.
revenue stream for the county.
All right. Appreciate it, Kurt.
Okay. Thank you.
No more project.
We'll move on to agenda item number 12, discussion of possible action received and act upon projects as presented by the Road and Bridge Department. Mr. Tracy Leach.
You're going to be as entertaining as Kurt was?
No, I can't do that. Mine's going to be really brief. Good morning. November, I'm going to go over November work orders. Precinct 1, we got 5 open, 4 completed, a total of 9. Precinct 2, we have 4 open, 12 completed, a total of 16. Precinct 3, we have 4 open, 17 completed, a total of 21. Precinct 4, we have 7 open, complete, 8, total of 15. Our culvert fees we collected was $13,164. Bridge openings are 14. They're supposed to be started working on them today. The bumper system over the barges have tore up the bumper
system. How many closings did we have? That's the most important.
Same thing.
Good.
How many openings?
14.
14?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And 14 closings. 14,
that's a big thing.
Yeah. But they're supposed to be working on the bumper system today. I went yesterday. They were supposed to mobilize. I went by there at 1 o'clock. I didn't see nobody, but I didn't go by there this morning. It's going to be, if it is, it's going to be just briefly. Okay. What I understand, they're working off a barge, and we may have to open up the bridge to let the barge get on the cross so they can work on the bumper system, but we can close it back. No, because I'd ask them before they started if we were going to have to leave it open and closed to traffic for any length of time. They said no, because it was. So it should be just briefly like a barge going through. Citizens Collection Station participants, we had 1,120. Waste billing was 13,234. Collection receipts were 13,164. And recycling receipts were $2,178.75. And we're working large Harvey projects in 1, 3, and we'll be getting, when we get through the small stuff in 1, got the mini the skid steer with the planer. We'll be going to 2, catching all the small stuff. The larger areas will have the road crew too. I think in precinct 1, we just about got all yours tore up, other than your big roads like South Hill and stuff. We were talking about maybe doing a portion of that road. It's going to probably be about a mile or better. So we're going to be working on it.
What about your boat for the bridge? You hear anything on that?
I have not.
I need to ask the judge about that. Have we got it ordered yet?
But I know that a lot of these roads
are going to have the first piece of paper for it.
Ma'am.
I have not seen anything for it. A quote, paperwork, or anything.
We need to get that on price center so we can check the bills. We're moving capital out. We need to get that done before the price goes up.
Yeah. So we're going to be close.
Get that log back on here. Right.
He may have done some work on this one. Talk to him.
You know, like I said, this winter we're going to be processing roads. We're putting crushed concrete. We're mixing them in. We're going to lay them down, but right now we can't oil, so it's too cold. Temperature on the ground is like 45 this morning. So we'll just have to contend with maintenance if necessary on some of these roads. And then when the weather allows, if it allows sometime this winter, we'll do it, but probably going to be springtime before we get to start really rocking these roads. We'll have several, probably miles done during the winter to get ready as soon as we get started rocking.
So they'll be prepped and ready to go?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we'll just have to prime them and try to maintain them a little bit. I think it's not going to be too bad.
Tracy, we've been trying to get the Mini X over. I want to try to get it next week and try to get the schedule. On that brown way, we've been talking to this guy. We tried to go down there with the grade on, realized he didn't have enough room to turn around. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have the Mini X to do that road right there. So I was talking to Cole about trying to schedule the Mini X. It seems like it's been tied up on a certain precinct all year. I've been trying to get it over in 1 for just a week.
There's a pipe that they Fuller has been working on. It's under a concrete road. It comes from a inlet box. Well, right now that pipe is just kind of separated underneath that concrete road. And everything, all the water that goes in that box is ended up underneath the road. It probably so we really need to get this pipe across the road to the other box before we lose our foundation on that concrete road.
Yeah. Before we pour another 2 trucks of concrete. I got that. But as soon as we can get it in, it'll be good. Yes. Citizen out there has been very patient with this time for us. We talked to him months ago about getting this stuff done. Thought we could do it with the grade on, discovered we just don't have enough room to be able to maneuver with the grade on. So
we'll get out there as soon as I can.
Okay. Thanks, sir.
Experts Underground started yesterday.
Okay.
On the drainage project on Center Street, Avenue ABC, and Audi. Standing. Looks like they're doing well.
I haven't seen any drawings. I know I'd ask for. They'd send me some electronically.
You have Gonzo's number?
No, I guess I think it was Keeson was supposed to call me, but I'll call Keeson. But I'll get the drawing so I'll go see what I'm looking at anyway. They're going to be doing a core sampling today over at the shop for the foundation design work for the new shop. So maybe by the end of the year we'll have some people take that data to go with.
Might have to check Tanglewood. I don't know if they've made any passes out there recently.
I'll go check after here.
Okay. Might need grading or scraping or something.
Good job. Okay. I'll go look. Okay.
That's it?
All right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Move to agenda item number 13, discussion of possible action regarding replat of a survey of a 7-acre tract of land out of the O.W. Burton Senior Survey Abstract Number 368. Orange County is official public records and being a portion of tract number 11 of Livingville Colony and unrecorded subdivision in Orange County, Texas, into lot numbers 11A, 11B, 11C, and 11D. This plat has been reviewed and approved by the Orange County Road and Bridge and the Orange County Drainage District. The proper review, filing, and reproduction fees have been paid, and proof of tax payment has been provided. Tracy Lynch. Do we have a motion to approve? Motion by three. Second by two. All in favor? It's at the dead end of Livingville.
All my pins are gone.
It's
on the right hand side. Discussion of possible action regarding replat of a portion of the remainder of Track 1 recorded under Volume 906, page 203 of the deed records of Orange County, Texas, and a portion of Lots 12 and 13 and all of Lot 14 of Woodridge Country, Section 2, record, under recorded under Volume, then blank volume, page 10 of the map of plat, or plat of records of Orange County, Texas. This plat has been reviewed and approved by Orange County Road and Bridge and the Orange County Drainage District. Proper review, filing, and reproduction fees have been paid, and proof of tax payment has been provided. Motion by two, second by three. All in favor? Discussion and possible action to authorize the county judge or judge pro tem to enter a contract with Levitt Engineering Design LLC Lead
for engineering services for the DR. $4485 HMGP COVID-19 projects, Orange County generators and the Mooresville Mud generators, and authorize the county judge or Judge Pro Tem to sign the same pending legal review. Joe, motion by 2 and 4. You want to give us a little explanation of this project?
Yes, sir. This is for those engineering projects we approved leave a while back, the committee did, and this is the contract. Denise has reviewed it and made some changes in it and resubmitted it, so it should be good to go.
Got a motion by 2, second by 4. All in favor?
Yeah, that's what I said. She made some changes to it.
She did.
Yeah.
Okay. Any opposed?
Thank you,
gentlemen. Thank you, Joe. Agenda item number 16, discussion of possible action to award by resolution a contract for grant administration and planning services pertaining to the application implementation of the Warren County's Local Hazard Mitigation Plans Program, LHMPP, grant through the Texas General Land Office, GLO. Community Development Block Grant Mitigation, CDBG, MIT funding. Possible action may include authorizing county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Ms. Michelle.
Did you get my email with the resolution?
Yes, it's included.
I guess I'll try to read this. A resolution of the Orange County, Texas authorizing professional services provided selection for the Local Hazard Mitigation Plan Program funded and administered through the Texas General Land Office. Whereas participation in the Local Hazard Mitigation Plan Program requires implementation by professionals experienced in administration and planning activities in federally funded projects. Whereas in order to identify qualified and responsive providers for these services, a request for proposal process for administration and planning services being completed in accordance with the GLO requirements. Whereas the proposal received by the due date have been reviewed to determine the most qualified responsive providers for each professional service, giving consideration to ability to perform successfully under the terms and conditions of the proposed procurement, integrity compliant, and compliance with the public policy, record of past performance and financial technical resources. Now, therefore, be resolved that H2O Partners is selected to provide application and project-related administration and planning services for the Local Hazard Mitigation Plan Program, LHMPP. Section 2, to any and all project-related services, contracts, or commitments made with the above-named services providers dependent on the successful negotiation of contract with the service provider. Passed and approved on this day, December 9th, 2025. Have a motion to approve. Motion by 4. Second by 2. All in favor? Motion passes.
Can I explain what this is and
the
emergency plan? Yes, ma'am. It's the hazard mitigation plan that for emergency management and disasters and whatnot for the county as a whole. We're required every 5 years to redo that plan. And H2O is the contractor. Last year we were able to do it, but not last year, 5 years ago we were able to do it with, as a region, regional planning took care of that, so they took the regional planning and it was the entire planning. And they lost the funding for that this year, so each individual county is going to have to go do it themselves this year.
Okay, so what are
the plan it covers anytime there's a disaster. This plan, it, whatever gets destroyed, messed up, has to be rebuilt, mitigated, has to be in this plan to be able to get funded. So let's just say, I don't know, for instance, the courthouse gets major damage. If we don't have that in the plan, then we're not going to be able to apply for funding. Able to recuperate after disaster.
Yeah. then we'll move to agenda item number 17, closed meeting pursuant to section 551.087 of Texas Local Government Code, deliberation regarding commercial or financial information that the Orange County Economic Development Corporation has received from a business prospect that the Commission Court seeks to locate, stay, or expand in or near the territory of Orange County, and with which the Commissioner's Court is conducting economic development negotiations or to deliberate the offer of a financial or other incentives to such business prospect under section 551.087 of the Act regarding any current confidential Orange County Economic Development Corporation projects. Ms. Megan Lane.
Hello. We just need EDC staff and the project discovery team, please.
All right, we're going to go back in the, I guess I'll give a few minutes. Anybody's coming in? Okay, we're back to open session at 11:43. There's going to agenda item number 18. There's no action to take. So we got a motion by Four and a second by Three to adjourn. All in favor? Any opposed? We are adjourned at 11:44.
I'll call it. So there's your carbon capture.
I do.
I know where she's coming from, but she's pointing at us like.